And welcome.
Oh, fuck.
And welcome back. And welcome back, Desk Poppers.
Shut the fuck up.
And welcome back, Desk Poppers, to the greatest show on earth. I'm Junior.
I'm Angel.
And I'm Daniel.
Why are you playing so long?
We had a little standoff there. She's going first. And today we're going to be going over Deadpool and Wolverine.
We'll be doing the non-spoiler and spoiler review. So make sure you stay to the very end. At least to the very end of the non-spoiler to let you know if you guys should go watch this. I mean, if you haven't already.
I mean, yeah, we'll talk about the numbers. Bro.
Well, we'll talk about the numbers. But first, the grades. You got the grades?
We watched this movie together, right? I forgot.
No. Oh, we did. We watched it together.
You're like, no, you said that so comfortably. I was like, wait.
No.
Who did I watch it with?
Didn't you watch it a second time on TikTok?
Twice.
He's watched it like 6 times already.
I know. I'm so bad.
And you have to tell us every time. Like,
I'm so bad. What are the grades? The grades, boy. The grades.
Bitch.
Daniel, the grades.
Yeah, well, let's
go with our grades. We talked about this when we walked out of the movie theaters. A+.
A.
Oh, wait, no, we did say solid A.
Yeah, I said solid A. You can change it to A+.
We did say solid A.
Are you going back on what you're saying?
No, I did. Yeah, solid A. So solid A is A.
So he's going back. I am also going to go back, and I'm going to give it an A+.
Yes. What about the professionals?
Cinema Score gave it an A.
Solid. Okay. I think.
Not too bad.
Deservingly.
Not too bad.
And the critics from the Tomato gave it 79%, and the audience gave it a 96%.
You see, I knew the critics were not gonna like this movie.
I did too.
I knew, bro. And look, there are problems with this movie. I'm gonna go in depth about the problems in the spoilers, so make sure you guys stay to the very end. But overall, I think this is a movie that where funny wins. Like funny wins, and it won hard.
100%. I agree with you. I think there was some jokes obviously people just get butthurt over.
Which ones?
Just like
we'll talk about it,
like the like just like real quick off like that TikTok girl that was just like rating the letterboxes. She was like, "Oh, that movie had a lot of inappropriate jokes for kids." Like, I don't think
it's rated R.
I know, but it's just like some people.
I love how we both said that at the same time.
Some people just
complain just and complain.
Yes, yes.
That lady was 100%.
Yeah, white.
And I think this is one of those movies where people were gonna nitpick it just to nitpick it.
We do have the award season, baby. Award season. It's award season. Who was the MVP of Deadpool and Wolverine?
That's tough, dude. That is a tough question.
No, it's not. It's easy for me. It's my boy. Know, the one and only Ryan Reynolds, baby. Deadpool? What about you?
That's the only person you can give it to.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. You know.
Jack.
That's a reach.
You? Yeah, Jack, but you're going to give it to Ryan or who?
Yeah, Ryan.
Yeah, you see, look, I love Logan. Wolverine is a great character. And you know what? If you guys come for us in the comments, please come for us. But this is Ryan Reynolds' movie through and through. He sweat, blood, tears,
sweat, and tears.
Whatever, you know, like, yeah, it's his baby, and like, he really understands the character of Deadpool. I think more than Hugh Jackman understands the character of Wolverine, which, you know, obviously he's been playing it for like 21 years or whatever, or 24, however long it's been. But I think Ryan just really gets the character of Deadpool.
Hot take. Make this a TikTok if you want. I think we need a new Wolverine in the MCU.
Bro, we'll talk about that later. If we should recast him or not.
The motherfucker from Harry Potter is what I've been
saying. Yeah, I know. I thought he was going to be in the movie, bro.
We'll talk about that.
But
say it one more time so we can talk about it again.
Let's do the worst character, the anti-MVP of Deadpool and Wolverine.
Ooh, that's tough because...
No, it's not tough for me.
I mean, it's going to spoil it a little, but no. I can go for it.
Cassandra.
You think so?
Nova, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah,
really?
Cassandra Nova. Yeah, I thought the villain was really weak. Out of the whole movie, even weaker than Paradox, but I'm going to give it to Cassandra.
I was going to give it to Paradox.
Who are you going to give it to?
Cassandra?
Yeah.
She was just there.
I mean, I agree. Like, she was just there. I don't think she added anything to the movie, to be honest. I thought Paradox added more to the movie as a villain than Cassandra.
Than Cassandra?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I can see why you think Paradox is the weakest, like, the worst character.
With his whole TVA thing, we talked about it. We're like, what period, I mean, without spoiling, what period of the TVA was it? You know, we'll get into that more.
I'm always staring in the back of your head.
I'm really considering giving it to the dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Dogpool?
Just because he's a little, like...
Take that back right now.
They were trying too hard to be funny with the dog.
Yeah, and I don't like ugly dogs.
Really? If anything, I'd give it more to Nicepool.
No, Nicepool was funny.
Yeah, that's
You know
true.
What? No, we'll talk about it here. We'll talk about it. There's so many spoilers, guys.
The dog's like, what'd you say fuck me for?
Pretty much. Horny on the timeline award, playa. Deadpool. Give it to Deadpool, yeah.
Deadpool, easy. Deadpool.
Yeah, yeah, my motherfucker is hornier than I don't know who, but...
He's the definition of horny.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nobody... He's the definition of horny on the timeline.
If we were to rename this award, it would be the Deadpool Horny on the Timeline yeah. Award.
That's a long-ass title, but I agree. Yeah, I think...
Sponsored Deadpool. By Deadpool.
I think it's... Yeah, yeah, the Horny on the Timeline Award. Playa, playa.
Brought to you by Deadpool. Deadpool.
Pretty much. Just the jokes and everything. I definitely yeah. give it to him. Congrats on the award, buddy. Hopefully you can get that.
Theater experience.
Damn, we're just going through this, huh?
Theater. It's because we're getting, like, it's just so automatic now at this point. Like, we just know what comes next.
And it's hot.
Theater. It's not that hard, I don't think. Theater experience.
So I went to watch it with Angel and one of my close friends that we watch Marvel movies all the time. Where did you watch it?
That's it? That was your experience?
No, I mean, it was a fun experience. Okay. Also, I don't know if you guys can see, we got the little...
I hope it spins.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Breaks.
Yeah, you guys can, as you guys can tell, we got just the... Falls over. So, I'll tell the story because it's a fun story. So, one of my coworkers was like, hey, can you give me the Wolverine popcorn? You know, the one with the head and all that, right? With the big mouth, whatever. And I was like, yeah, bro. He gave me the money and I was going to be late to the movie. So, I texted my buddy and I was like, hey, can you buy it for me? I got cash, right? We get there. He's like, hey, they didn't have it, but they have this one. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. He really wanted the Wolverine one. I was like, okay, whatever. And then I come out and I see everybody carrying the Wolverine one. And I'm like, this motherfucker probably didn't even try. He probably went up to the first person and he was like, I don't know, boy. But we got this one for 10 more bucks, right? And I'm like, fuck it.
So, you upcharged you.
Yeah, right? So I was like, go ahead and I buy it with Angel because we were coming out. And I'm like, well, I can give him this one and we can keep this one for the
pod.
Pod, maybe. I don't know. Maybe for my room. I mean, why do we want a Deadpool head? Like,
it's funny.
Talking about The Wiz or Gladiator, you know?
But yeah, our theater was packed.
Packed up the ass.
Packed, packed. And it was a good theater experience. Everybody laughed, you know, when they were supposed to laugh.
Yeah.
A lot of clapping. We'll get into that. A lot of clapping. I mean, tell me not.
Yeah, no, a lot of clapping.
Of clapping and cheering.
Dude, there was clapping when the movie started. And I'm like, bro, it's not
that. I was like, hey.
Hey.
I'm fat. That's the fastest. Okay, fantastic. We'll take 14 of them.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the intro.
What about you?
I saw it in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
With who?
And with some people.
Okay.
And
keep your secrets.
No, they're probably all mad. I was some cousins. And
why are they mad?
Because he just didn't shout him out. Yeah. He just had
some people. They're watching the video like, this is where we come in, baby.
Yeah. No, also, this was probably like one of the biggest theaters I've ever been in.
What was
like,
it?
Like this, it had like a second floor.
I know, but what type
AMC?
Of
AMC? Yeah, AMC. Oh, okay.
Really?
It was IMAX.
Are you drinking that?
I'm drinking this one.
Okay, cool. Can you hand me that?
We were going to try and get a 40X, but it was completely sold out. And this motherfucker was packed up the ass. And with it being so fucking huge, the AC did not work.
Oh, no.
It was hotter than a motherfucker.
You hate to see it.
That's horrible. I hate that.
Yeah. No, it was ass.
But did you get like a lot like us, like cheering and clapping and all that?
From one tiny group.
Really?
From one tiny group. It was like one lady.
That's crazy because ours was like the whole theater in unison.
Yeah, fucking.
Yeah, no, it's annoying. Yeah. I hate it. I hate when people clap and cheer.
Yeah. Honestly, I do love the laughing.
Like, it's cool when you hear them, like, oh, you're like, oh, hey. Yeah. But when
like, they're like, Endgame.
Like, I fucking
hate Endgame, when everybody's cheering and all that shit, bro. Like, yeah, I'm cheering too. You know, because I'm going to watch it again and, like, everybody's going to be quiet the second time.
I watched Endgame, what was it?
Seven times. I watched it seven. Yeah. I think it was seven times.
That's crazy.
Since or
no, like that
when
month
it came out,
that, you watched I watched time. It repeatedly, bro.
Yeah,
because I had the AMC pass. So I was like, "Fuck it, here we go again." I was like, "Fuck it, here we go again." Yeah. I was almost gonna watch this movie twice, but I didn't. I'm still debating if like this weekend, if I'm not doing anything, just you know, hitting it up real quick.
Yeah,
but
that's not bad.
Yeah, man, we all have like as well. We're distinct. I know you, bitch.
What are we watching?
Look, I'm watching Trap.
Trap. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Trap.
Trap with M Night, the one about the concert. But we'll talk about that later.
What's the rest of his name?
M Night Shyamalaya.
I do want to watch that movie. It looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it, huh?
But let's talk about the numbers, the budget. I really want to know what the budget is because...
$175 million.
Huh? No, well...
Numbers. It's a numbers game,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, it's a numbers game. You guys, make sure you guys put in the comments below what your guess is for the budget.
And no cheating.
If I see the right answer, I'm going to be pissed.
Or like Dolph likes to say, no cheating.
So here's the thing, right? I remember because I was editing Inside Out 2 recently. Inside Out 2 was $175 million. So if you're telling me this movie's not at least $300 million to make, I'm gonna be pissed.
That's a lot.
No, dude, Inside Out 2.
What's your guess?
That's massive.
Okay, what's your guess?
I would probably put like 225.
Adolfo is right on the dot. It is $300 million exactly.
Damn, that's a lot.
So wait, what did listen you say? To this.
225. I said 475 when I was just joking.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I said $300 million just because Inside Out 2 was 175. So if this movie wasn't like double the, you know, I was gonna be disappointed because Inside Out 2, I'm like, how did you spend 175? I'm still surprised but it was at
all
that.
Animated.
In addition to its $200 million production budget, Deadpool and Wolverine spent another $100 million for their promotional assets.
Yeah, I can believe it. 100%.
Well, so, yeah, they fucking promoted the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
So $300 million exactly. Yeah.
Not bad.
It's not bad. Something light.
Huh. I'm surprised Disney had this much faith in them. I'm
not gonna lie. So? I don't know. Deadpool was a huge hit.
Yeah.
And he's one of those characters. I would say he's a character that people were most looking forward to from the Fox merger.
Mm-hmm.
How he breaks the fourth wall. People knew that he was going to be the first R-rated movie. So like they knew what they were in for.
Especially after the first movie.
Give us the numbers for the opening weekend.
Well, opening weekend was $211 million.
Domestic.
Domestic.
So they made their money back.
Keep going.
International is, where is it? $233 million. So, well, for a grand total of $496 million worldwide.
Almost half a billion dollars worldwide. Opening weekend.
And that's only been, what, 2 weeks? A week?
No. That was a weekend. That was a weekend. That was Thursday through Sunday, half a billion.
It hasn't even been out for a week, bro.
Yeah, I know, right? Because we usually do these late.
I know. Daniel's just thinking about the number. Like, think about it. Every theater must have been packed.
Packed up the ass.
Shit, the one I was at had like 500 seats. That motherfucker was packed. Quit.
That is keep moving. Yeah, that's a lot of money. $496 million worldwide.
Bet on camera.
What the ice?
You want to know what the second highest grossing movie last weekend was? It was also in the budget article.
Wait. Are you saying like of last weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Twisters.
Yeah. It made $40 million.
Not bad.
Dude, that's a lot of money for like considering it was going up against Deadpool.
Yeah. No, that is a lot of money.
You know how like they always look at the drops?
No, I'm not going to lie because a lot of these movies that we watched this year didn't even make like $40 million opening weekend.
Yeah. I was going to say, Twisters is really a rewatchable movie.
It is. It pretty much went down 50% because it made like 80.
It made 80 and it made 40 its opening weekend.
How much is it right now for Deadpool? Did you say?
Oh, as of this recording? Yeah. I didn't say, but I do have it. It is, where is it? Oh no, I lost it.
How do you make so much noise?
I don't know. I'm just clumsy like that.
260 internationally and 235 domestic. So do the math because I'm bad at it.
It's like 590. It's almost at 600.
Yeah,
dude. Anyways, it has the biggest opening for 2024. The biggest opening ever for a rated R movie.
Mm-hmm.
Domestic, everything. It blew the original Deadpool.
Everything out of the water.
Out of the water, bro. It's fucking insane. Crazy. The movies are back, hopefully. With Twister and like Deadpool back to back, bro.
Dude, I'm honestly, Twister's getting a sequel at this point.
Yeah, 100%. But we're not here to talk about Twister.
We're not.
We're here to talk about if you should go watch Deadpool and Wolverine. 100%. Now, you guys.
If you haven't, I mean, at this point, it's like everyone's probably watching.
Well, I was going to say, like, yeah, man, with those numbers, I expect everybody to have gone to watch it. I expect, like, my mom to go watch it at this point, you know? But yeah, if you haven't gone to watch it, go, man. It's hilarious. If you love funny movies and you don't want, like, to think about it too much, it's a great movie.
Movie full of goofs and gaffs and some good knee slappers for sure.
Nice.
Who's this video brought to you, boy?
That's Pop.
That's us.
Baby,
make sure to like, comment, subscribe, share this video with your friends and family, and like always, guys, make sure to give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I know some people don't like watching our videos on YouTube, or you know.
Hey, shout out to Eric because he's always listening to us while he's working.
Hey, we see you, Eric.
Yeah, if you want to be shouted out like Eric, make sure you comment below and let us know where
take
you listen to us.
Shot of where you at?
Where you at? Doing? Send it to us. On TikTok, Instagram,
tag us,
YouTube.
Tag us on there.
Tag us.
Just do it on Instagram.
And we'll shout you guys out.
Hey. But what does that bring us to?
The spoiler zone?
When.
I was so confused for a second. I'm like, where are we at? Where are we at? It's what we need a producer. Oh, it is?
I pretty much am the producer.
Time to hire Hector.
Him deletes all the footage.
He would too.
Never hits record.
He's like, bro, I tried to fucking
speaking of that.
You're gonna say some shit like, hey bro, I tried editing the video but I accidentally deleted the whole fucking thing.
Records like a porno.
He's like, so I decided to record it by myself.
I hope you guys don't mind. I use the studio as a porno shoot. I'm like, okay, well, I do mind. Now we gotta fucking clean the whole place.
Now we gotta throw everything out.
Yeah.
Clean the whole place. We're gonna fucking tear this
down. Okay, well, let's talk about runtime. I always like to start with that.
Yes, sir. It's 2 hours and 6 minutes.
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie, pacing bad. Dude, the beginning was slow and the ending was so slow. Everything else was like the middle perfect. The beginning and ending were
we did talk about that. Huh.
Dragged, bro. Dragged. Trust me. For me,
it was the very beginning, and then towards the middle, only because the AC wasn't working.
Yeah.
Like, I was sweating, so I was like, damn, when's this movie going to end? Because I need to go outside. It was colder inside the theater than it was outside, because Oklahoma is humid as fuck.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Yeah. It was colder inside?
Yeah. Even though I was like...
Because outside it's just humid, so it just feels horrible.
Well, yeah, but he just said he was sweating balls. So.
Yeah. And I imagine how bad it would have been outside. Worse. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I get what he was putting down.
Yeah.
Speaking of beginnings, hot take.
Make sure you can...
Haktua?
Best Marvel intro. Best MCU intro.
No.
I already forgot what the intro was. What was it?
The NSYNC.
No, I thought he was talking about the Marvel Studios. No, I thought what he was talking about was the Marvel logo, you know, where Ryan Reynolds is doing this. He missed that part. He missed the beginning.
That's the only part I missed.
No, you know what? I'm going to give it to also Guardians. Guardians have some good-ass intros, too. But I did like the NSYNC. But I'm not saying it's the best, because...
Hey, did you know that wasn't him dancing?
Yeah. It wasn't. Yeah.
For a lot of people that don't know, people don't...
Yeah, fun fact.
It wasn't him dancing.
Who was it? Do you know?
I do know. At this moment, I do not.
I'm the butcher's name. It was like Nick Poultis or something like that.
Yeah,
something like that.
Something like that. I saw him on TikTok.
Yeah, I did too.
I don't know if you guys saw that TikTok. Yeah, okay.
We're on the same side of TikTok.
Yeah, we're on the same side. Let us know if you're on the same side of TikTok.
Yeah, I mean, you can make that a TikTok if you want. I don't mind getting crucified by the people. Just best intro.
What were you saying earlier about the you didn't want to crucify either? And we're going to talk about it later.
Oh, we'll talk about, like, it's everything. Just the cameos, everything. Well, yeah.
Damn, we do have a lot. Well, let's start with this.
There's a lot of this.
I do want to bring up, because this is going to be a TikTok. People hate when we criticize a good movie. What was the worst part from Deadpool and Wolverine?
For me, it was the Henry Cavill cameo.
Why? What the hell, bro? No, why?
He just does not fit the character of Wolverine. I get that it's a variant, but he's just too big.
He does. No, I don't care, bro.
Too big?
Yeah, he's like big.
Too tall?
Yeah, too tall. Like too massive.
Because they literally made that the joke when he went to the first variant.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, look at you, comically accurate, short king.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, the little tiny one.
But no, I think Henry Cavill would make a great Wolverine. When they showed him, I was like, yeah, this is the guy. This is.
He would be better than fucking Daniel Radcliffe.
No. We'll talk about that later. We're talking about the worst part.
Bro, Daniel Radcliffe does not look like a fucking...
We'll talk about this later. I swear, but I do want to bring up the worst part. For me, it was the Deadpool fight, where Deadpool and Wolverine's fighting the other Deadpools. There's no reason for that to be in the movie. Like, I don't know, that whole part just felt like it was dragging, and like, we were just trying to get to the end, you know? And I'm like, bro, like, we didn't even need this part. They could have just gone directly to the end without this fight. It was funny with Nicepool, but like, apart from that, the whole fight sequence was not needed because they all got resurrected at the end.
What were the Nicepool?
I know.
The only motherfucker to die.
The only one who doesn't have regeneration.
What was
dude took a forklift to the back.
He took like 30 shots.
A forklift. He was like, how long does it take you to regenerate? He's like, what?
Regenerate?
What?
What was the worst part for you?
I was going to say when they meet Casanova.
Cassandra Nova.
When they meet her?
No, when they fucking...
Like when they go fight her again?
No, the first time.
Oh yeah, when they just get captured by her.
With Johnny Storm.
Yeah.
Why was that the worst part for you?
Nah, it wasn't good.
The only
part was Johnny Storm. The only good part. After that,
Bringing up, since we're talking about cameos, I do want to talk about what's the best cameo from Deadpool and Wolverine.
The three motherfuckers that popped out.
Blade.
Probably the best moment of the movie.
Elektra. Yeah, I'm going to give it to Gambit. I'm so happy that Channing Tatum got his...
Really?
Channing.
Yeah.
If I had to pick one, it would be Blade. I would give it to Blade.
The original Blade?
Overall, you said the best cameo.
But you were making it sound like there's other options.
Because you said Gambit was the best one, so like I'm comparing it to
Gambit. He's giving all three. Yeah, honestly, that whole scene, I think, made the movie so much better, and I think that would raise it to an 8, because like, Elektra deserved it, Blade deserved it, and Gambit, like, they all deserve this moment.
I love the shot that Blade took.
Yeah.
At the current Blade movie in production. He's like, I'm the only Blade, and I'm only ever going to be the only Blade.
And he looks directly at the camera. I'm like, fuck. Got him.
Got him.
Savage.
I'm really glad that we all had the same cameos. I'm surprised Chris Evans or...
Hey, that one was kind of wild, too. I was not expecting that.
Dude, no, one thing
It
that...
made me watch the Fantastic Four the other day.
They did?
Well, that,
yeah, well,
that
cameo.
Oh, that cameo.
One thing I'm really happy about being off social media is that if I was on Twitter, guess what? I would have known... that Chris Evans was in the movie. Did you know that?
Yeah, but we talked about it, remember? I was like, oh, look, I saw the spoilers before we went in.
Yeah, I didn't see the spoilers. So,
and then you try to spoil it for us.
Watching the movie, they show the figure, right? And Guillermo, my friend, was like, oh, I think that's Chris Evans, Human Torch. I'm like, there's no way. But he was saying it because he already knew. But in my head, I was like, no, dude, that's a dumbass. It's no way. Like, it's not fucking Human Torch. And then it comes out, I'm like, Captain America? And then he's like, Human Torch. I'm like, yeah. And then it was Human Torch. I was like, fuck, okay. Fucking shit. Yeah.
This guy.
But that's one thing I really like, that these kind of type of spoilers don't get spoiled for me. So I'm going into this movie and all these cameos I'm watching for the first time. And I think that made the movie so much better. I really am so happy that I saw this movie without any spoilers.
I got another TikTok for you. This movie was what Multiverse of Madness should have been as far as cameos.
Yeah, bro, 100%. I don't know.
It dropped the ball.
On cameos?
On cameos, yeah. They were weak, if we're being honest.
No, dude, because...
They were still pretty good.
No, because...
You had Charles Xavier, you had Patrick Stewart, you had John Krasinski as...
I would say those are the only two good ones.
No.
Yeah.
Who else was in it?
I mean, Maria Rambeau.
Yeah.
Maria. And Black Bolt.
Black Bolt was cool. I really did like Black Bolt too. Yeah, maybe. I think
if you were to compare them side to side, Deadpool blows him out of the water
with
cameo.
Because it puts in like original characters from like way back when.
Yeah, yeah. Also,
those were original characters. The ones in
yeah, but they've never been in like films.
I don't know. It's
Xavier was, and so was
Well, yeah, but you're throwing them in like
Black Bolt.
It's hard to say just because they really only went to one place. Deadpool had the
multiverse.
They had the void.
They had the void.
So they were able to just put any character in there, and it looked awesome. Like in comparison, you know, like I think Doctor Strange was just working with different parameters. But after that, I know a lot of people shit on Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, but like the thing is, I think it was a good movie. It was expectations were just so high. I think if Deadpool and Wolverine came out first and then Doctor Strange, I think Doctor Strange would have a more massive reception to it.
Before I forget, I did love the little Easter egg when he was going through the the Wolverine variants. I really wish one day we would see a live action Hulk versus Wolverine. Because the animated movie is really cool.
I think that was the best part too. From that moment was the Hulk versus Wolverine. And I don't know if you noticed, but each one was from a comic variant, you know? So I thought that was pretty cool. I really was expecting Daniel Radcliffe to be one of the Wolverines too.
I did too. I heard he was in the movie.
That's why I was like really surprised when I didn't see him. Him and Taylor Swift, that was the two biggest rumors I heard, that they were both in the movie. So the whole movie, I was like, here it comes, Taylor Swift. That's also with Johnny Storm. I was like, this is Taylor Swift. And it wasn't, you know? And it never was, so.
The one confusing thing we were talking about when we walked out of the theater, the TVA, the elephant in the room. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, what about it?
What period of the TVA was this?
I think it was pre-Loki.
Pre-Loki?
Yeah. Because this whole thing was done pre-Endgame.
So, yeah, I don't know if you noticed, Daniel, Wolverine. Deadpool is from Earth 1006.
Yeah.
And he traveled to Earth 616, which is like the... when he traveled, it had the date, the timestamp.
Yeah.
So that was 2018. We were talking about it. It was pre-Endgame, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or pre-Infinity War.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's pre-Endgame, not it was post-Infinity War.
No.
It was in 2024.
Yeah. No, 2018.
No. What happened was he interviewed for the position pre-Infinity War. He interviewed to be an Avenger.
Yeah, in 2018.
And then he didn't get it. 5 years passed.
Yeah.
So it was like 2024-ish, right before Endgame happened.
2023, if you can't do math.
Okay, fine. The thing is that Loki still didn't happen yet.
Well, because Loki got pulled from...
I like how he brings up the dates, but he's still trying to fucking justify
No, because we're talking about TVA. Like, what TVA was it? Because Loki... You know how they always say about the TVA is, like, separate from time and
it's
own realm and everything? At that point, like, Loki has the power to where he can just jump
across. Loki's not there.
But he might be the one holding on everything at the end.
Like, he's not, because this is pre-Loki.
No, it's pre-Loki... But Loki got pulled from 2012.
Yeah.
So how is it pre-Loki?
It is pre-Loki. He was pulled from 2012 into post-Endgame.
No, he wasn't pulled post-Endgame.
He was.
No, because we're talking about how it's outside of time.
I'm done with this conversation. We're going to just be going back and forth. So he was pulled post-Endgame because they...
No, he was not pulled.
They showed him that they lost. They showed him the snap. They showed that Thor... Like, they showed him all the memories. So he had all the memories of the Loki that died. Because he saw his death. So obviously that's post-Endgame.
Hey. But he got pulled from 2012.
Him getting pulled from 2012 doesn't mean that Loki takes place in 2012.
No, I'm not saying it takes place time in 2012.
You're trying to say that this movie takes place post-Endgame, but it doesn't.
No, I'm trying to ask what TVA this is.
This is 2023 TVA.
So Loki hasn't showed up?
No, that's literally what I've
been saying. That's what we've been saying.
That's what we're saying, okay.
Yes. We had to go all fucking take up. We had to take the scenic route to get there.
We did, but it's confusing. You have to admit it's confusing because
you made it confusing.
So who's the boss? Who is Paradox referring to? Like the big boss upstairs?
The big bosses, the three kings.
The three cabezones that you look like.
Talking about them?
Yeah. They were... It's like you don't watch the show.
I did watch the show, but like we obviously know that they're not...
No, we know that.
Yeah, we know. They don't know that. Or he don't know that.
I don't know, because Paradox is like from... No. They said that Paradox was his, like the guy in charge of his region, you know?
I'm tired, bro.
Yeah, like he's a fucking regional manager, bitch.
I know, but
think about it, the owners.
We're just going in circles right now, bro. It doesn't matter. We are. You're going. No, this just doesn't matter.
Okay, the thing is let's help him get there.
Yeah, there's better things to talk about. There is.
I don't know. The time travel thing is.
It's not. You're just going in circles by yourself. I don't know how much more dumbed down I can bring it to you
than regional manager, fucking owner.
Me and Daniel get it.
CEO.
Because I'm just saying, man. The whole Hunter thing was a little confusing.
The what?
The Hunter, B-15?
Yeah, B-15 was confusing because she was like the boss.
Exactly.
That was confusing.
Exactly. Well, How is she the boss? She's
supervisor.
Yeah.
No, she's the boss.
She's a higher up.
Paradox answered to her.
Yeah, that's why I was a little confused about that.
She's a little higher up.
Because shouldn't the TVA not exist anymore? Or
that's what we're talking about.
If you're thinking about the office, she's the assistant to the regional. She's the lady that was over Michael.
Oh,
I forget her name.
Jan.
There's still someone above her.
The whole 100, that's what it is like.
The 100 thing does confuse me. I will say that.
Like, I'm like, okay.
I think they just threw her in just because
we already knew her from the TVA. Why throw her in?
Just, exactly.
Yeah. You think they threw her in because they mentioned the TVA, so they wanted people to.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I know what the TVA is. I know
Yeah. Yeah, we can't hear you.
I know what, like, Hunter and TVA is, right?
Yeah. What was the best moment from Deadpool and Wolverine?
The one-liners. 100% the one-liners.
The jokes.
For those who don't know what one-liners mean. Hey,
we got to explain a shit ton to you. So.
What about you, Daniel?
Probably the cameos.
Really?
Yeah.
We were talking about the... there was a really savage one. I don't know if you caught it. About the divorce.
Oh, my God. No, we'll talk about that here soon. Give me a second. I do want to say that the best moment for me was the whole goodbye to Fox. I thought this was a very well-packaged goodbye to the Fox Marvel characters. I thought Marvel and Disney did a great job just saying goodbye to that universe, and like it was just really sweet movie.
Getting one of these,
like the credits, yeah. But like the credit scenes and all that shit. I do want to talk. Do you want to do?
I did like that.
I thought you were talking about like in the movie where he's like, when they, you know, when he's talking to Paradox, and Paradox is like, "Hey, you can become an Avenger," and he pulls the camera, breaks the fourth wall.
He's like, "This is what I've been wanting for."
Like, this is what I've been wanting for. Fuck y'all. Over there, fuck. Yeah.
What do you think was the most funniest or most savage joke from Deadpool and Wolverine?
When they brought up Hugh Jackman's divorce, real life. Bro,
our theater, when that happened, silence. That was the only joke that everybody was like, could not believe that was said. I could not believe they brought up Hugh Jackman's divorce.
And I was like,
So recent too. That, like, for him to like say yes to that joke is insane. I'd be like, no, bro, this still hurts.
Yeah. Get up the buses.
I don't know. What joke did you like?
I can't remember the movie. I barely remember watching it.
Jesus. I don't know why.
I have a bad memory.
You know what scene I really thought was funny?
What?
When he goes to the TVA and he's getting suited up.
Thor?
No, when he goes to the TVA and is getting suited up.
Yeah.
And the tailor's like fitting him. And smacks his butt every 2 seconds.
Yeah. Fucking cupping his balls. And he's like, yeah, your tailor's perverted. But
he's like... He's like, this suit fits like a glove, but your tailor's a predator.
Yeah.
Dude, no, just remembering that joke just made me realize how funny this movie was.
Because the first butt slap was like, hey, that's funny.
Hey, you know what that reminded me of? That TikTok video.
Which one?
Nah, I didn't show it to you.
I hate you. I hate you.
I'll send it in the group.
Do you know what else was really funny?
What bitch?
He just looked at me. He's like,
no, the end credit scene with Chris Evans just talking shit.
Oh, at the very end.
Yeah, it was
the very end.
Where he edits the footage.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't edit the footage.
That was the real footage.
Oh, was it the real footage?
Yeah, he actually said that. No, you know what? This is this might go over people's head, but when they were talking about the machine to like destroy the universe faster, and Deadpool goes like, oh, the MacGuffin. I don't know if a lot of people know movies and stuff like that, but the MacGuffin is just a plot device that moves the story forward. So I was like, oh, it's literally the MacGuffin, you know? So I was like, huh. And you know what? When that joke happened, one person in the theater laughed. And when they laughed, I was like, this is the person that gets it. That's who the joke is for. That one person in the movie theater
It was delayed too. It was like 10 seconds later.
Yeah, it was. And they're like, ha, got him.
Classic.
It took a minute to register.
Yeah, he was like, oh shit.
Everyone's like, huh?
Yeah, they're like, MacGuffin. What? What the hell?
That whole scene where they're fighting inside the minivan.
That was a great fight
scene. He's like, the Honda Odyssey fucks. I was so wrong about it. I like how at the end.
The only funny part when he's wrapped up at the end.
I know. I was going to say the funny part was when like the fight's over and Wolverine's just laying there and the camera pans out and Deadpool's just like
wrapped up
in his seatbelts.
Stupid.
The baby knife was so funny.
Stupid.
Every time he like pulled it out, he's like, baby knife.
Yeah.
Dude, it's just this movie just had so many things that are just stupid ass funny.
Even the
stupid ass funny.
Like when Nicepool broke the fourth wall, he's like
the proposal.
I can do that too. The proposal.
And he's like, that's not how that fucking works. He's dumbass. Like,
what the fuck was that?
Yeah. That's not a fucking fourth wall break. No, but that's what was so funny about it too, because the proposal is just like a great
movie.
I just watched it like a month ago. Yeah. I just watched
it. What movie do you know Jennifer Garner best from?
13 going on 30.
Yeah. I was gonna say that too.
You don't know that movie? I just watched that recently too. That's crazy. Hey, you know what? Something that really pisses me off. I thought this guy was gonna be in the movie. He's in the movie for like 2 seconds, and you're gonna make a whole popcorn bucket about this guy, bro. I'm pissed.
Hey, another fun fact that people probably know.
people probably know.
Ryan Reynolds' family were the Deadpool characters.
Yeah, you didn't know that? The kids.
That's why I'm saying fun
fact. Oh, and Blake Lively.
Yeah, she was the chick.
Yeah. Lady Deadpool?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
You know who played the cowboy one?
Don't tell me. All right. What's his name?
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, Matthew.
He was the cowboy one.
I work with a guy named Matthew. He spells his name super fucking stupid.
The guy with the soccer jersey up. Deadpool? That was a wrestling player. The Deadpool that had the soccer jersey?
Yeah. The whales. I was wondering why there was a whales guy. Now that makes so much.
He was a wrestling player.
Right, that makes so much more sense. I was wondering why there was a whales like Deadpool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool though. Like they just threw in a whole bunch of people that they know.
Okay, hey, you want to be in this movie? Your face isn't going to be showed.
You're going to be there for 5 seconds and you're running.
Even the voice for this guy, it was, oh God, who was the voice for this guy? It was someone well known. Let me look it up real quick. Oh, Nathan Fillion. That's what it was.
Who?
That guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know this guy talked.
Yeah, he did. He literally looked at the camera too.
The sequel, bro. The sequel. We're talking about sequels. We're talking about prequels. We're talking about everything in between.
Definitely getting a sequel.
No, yeah. You think so? You think Marvel? Okay, look, here's the thing. You think Marvel? Because with
if
Marvel,
they can give Thor 5 movies, Captain America 7, and fucking Spider-Man 3.
No, it's going to be 6 by the end of it.
Exactly. They can give Deadpool another movie.
Yeah. Okay. I do want to bring this up for the sequel. I don't know if this is going to happen, but I don't know if you guys want this to happen. The running joke in Deadpool and Wolverine was the Thor. Why was Thor crying?
Yeah.
Will we see Thor crying with Deadpool in his hands? Do you think, are we getting that?
No. I think that'll just be like a running joke.
Yeah, that's probably just a joke.
It'll just be a running
joke. It's probably just like another like multiverse.
Do you think they'll bring it up if you ever see Thor?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
No, I think in Secret Wars, we're going to have Deadpool dying. And Thor's like, no. He's like, I'm just fucking with you. I can't die. I'm just fucking with you, bro.
You know what people have always asked about too? What if Deadpool replaces Stan Lee in like?
Yeah, we've talked about this. I don't.
Yeah, we've talked about that a bunch of times.
Yeah. I don't think it would.
I mean, now that he's actually in the MCU,
they probably would have done it already.
I don't think that it would work anymore.
That's his thing. No. Why mess with the good thing?
Well, something I did want to bring up. I don't know what you guys think about this. Do you think Deadpool can work in a non-Deadpool movie? Like in Secret Wars, if he says he's in Secret Wars, do you think like that would work?
Yes, because he wouldn't have a lot of screen time.
Like the screen time that he would have would be just be jokes, right? Like he's just a funny guy. Like breaking the fourth wall.
As long as they don't do it in like super serious scenes, kid, it would just ruin the moment.
Well, that's the thing. Like
I feel like he would.
It wouldn't, no, because it would be like Adolfo said, I think it would just be jokes.
Yeah.
But like he's saying, like, imagine the Iron Man dying scene, right? And then Deadpool just fucking says a joke. Like, yeah, like, do you think like read the room, you know? Like,
yeah, read the room. Know your place.
That's what he's saying. Like, he just doesn't want a super serious moment to be ruined by Deadpool one-liner.
Like, even if they're just like having like a serious conversation, yeah, or just like in talks, like, then you have this motherfucker walking.
No, I think though, I think they would play their cards right.
Yeah, I hope. I'm just saying, do you think it would work?
Yes.
Okay. Hey. We'll ask the people. But I do think it's going to get... I don't know if it's going to get a sequel, though. I feel like they're trying to cut back on Marvel's, like, sequels and, like, production, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, at some point, something got to get cut. And Deadpool already got a trilogy, you know? They still got to make Young Avengers, bro. These kids are not getting younger.
I know.
They were already not kids to begin with.
Daphne Keen, X-23, Young Avengers?
Oh, yes, bro. I think Daphne Keen... Oh, my... She's just old now, but I mean...
No, she's not even... She's like 16.
She 17. Still is... Oh, she... Yeah. Okay.
Dude, she was like 10 when she recorded Logan.
That was 2017.
Yeah. That was less than
7 years ago.
Yeah. So she's 17.
Okay.
But she's still pretty
young. Yeah, okay. I've seen it, like, she's fucking 45.
I know. Dude, fucking...
No, you're right. No, that'd be very cool. If she was in Young Avengers, that'd be fucking sick.
Just find a way to pop her up.
Well, you can. Everybody can just be popped in. You saw Deadpool? He almost got a job with John Favreau.
For real?
Which was a... I really do love that Iron Man was the only one that didn't cameo. It'd been funny if he just... That should have been an end credit scene where he just comes in and is like, hey, I thought we had an interview.
That joke in itself was funny where he was like, he doesn't do these things anymore. He's like...
Yeah.
Dude, there's just so much to talk about. So much to talk about with this movie, but we do have to
One more thing. Gambit, do you think he does his own movie? Like the
I think the time has passed.
2013.
Okay, let's talk about it.
In 2019.
Do you think Gambit? So, do you think they're gonna recast Gambit if he gets brought in with the X-Men?
Yes,
probably, because Channing Tatum's old as fuck now.
Yeah,
and he even said it in an interview. I don't know if you guys saw it on TikTok. He just said that the scheduling wouldn't work anymore at this point in his career.
True, but I mean, he was gonna be one. Didn't they try and make a movie back in 2013?
Yeah, they did.
No, since like 2007.
He posted the photo with Ryan Reynolds when like it was first announced with Deadpool, and then the photo now, and he was like, "This is 10 years apart. We were supposed to have a movie, but life works in magic ways."
Well, I laughed at the joke where they're in the hangout, and then he goes, "Man, he got that poor kid Johnny killed." He's like, "Kid, he's like 50. Come on, fuck, you 40.
Did you know Channing Tatum's from from down there, like Alabama, like where they have the accent?
I don't think so.
What is it called? Yeah, he is.
They who?
The Cajun. Is it Cajun accent?
No, yeah.
That's from Louisiana.
No.
It's a Bayou accent.
The Bayou, yeah, the Bayou accent. It's not just Louisiana.
Well, I know.
But he's from that region.
The Cajun is like French.
No, I know. I know what that is. I'm just saying he's from the Bayou. He's from that area. Yeah, so he has that accent. Like, he knows the accent.
People were talking about his accent being bad.
No,
it was supposed to be like that on purpose.
Well, no, that's the accent.
I know, that's the accent. But like, people were like, oh, he did a really bad job of it. And it's like, that was the whole joke.
One last question before we leave. I know you guys want to head out, but...
We should go to Louisiana, though.
We should. New Orleans. We talked about this earlier. Should they recast Wolverine? Or should Hugh Jackman play Wolverine in Secret Wars?
I think they're gonna recast him. I don't know if he was being serious at the end, but when they're sitting on the bench after they defeated Cassandra and everything, and he goes, "What are you gonna do now?" He's like, "Oh, I'm just gonna retire."
No,
I don't know if like that was Wolverine type, or Hugh Jackman. You know,
I think it's time.
No, I think what's gonna happen is Secret Wars is gonna happen. They're gonna bring in Toby, Hugh Jackman, all the big X-Men people, and just have one last like goodbye. And then once Secret Wars ends, you know, the world gets replaced, and we have a new X-Men, like new
characters. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But I think they will come back for one last ride,
and then recast after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we have an exciting next 2 years.
Till you're 90. Money. All right, guys, well, that was our review of Deadpool and Wolverine starring Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. Let us know down below in the comments, are you gonna watch this movie in theaters? Are you gonna wait for it to come out in streaming? Are you just not gonna watch it at all? We'll see you guys next time.
Adios.